Kia ora e te whanau. Welcome back to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. I'm your host, Te Kahu Kura Boynton. I am the founder and CEO of Māori Millionaire, and we are on a mission to bridge the wealth gap. So today, we have made it to day two of the 7-day money challenge that I will be taking you through. If you haven't already listened to day one, I would very much recommend going back and listening to day one. I will link that in the show notes down below. But let's just dive on in into today's episode, which is about tracking your finances. So basically, every single rich person I know, they know their numbers. They are very well versed in their numbers. They know what's coming in. They know what's going out. They have a money plan. They don't just willy-nilly do things. They are very on to their numbers. And one of the things that has helped me in my journey is actually understanding your net worth and being able to track this. So at the beginning of my financial journey, I was very diligent at doing this every single month. And then I kind of got a bit lazy and I stopped doing it for a while. And I just kind of willy-nilly just did whatever. However, this year, actually, I've started doing it again and I've started taking it very seriously. And you know what's crazy is that it's only February 22, but my net worth has grown a lot just in 2026 alone. And the reason why I believe that is because I started doing the net worth tracker again. And what happens when you start managing your finances better is that if you are on the numbers, so as an example, in January, when I first did it, I might have been in the end of last year, I'm not too sure, but early this year or late last year, I did it for the first time in a very long time. And I looked at the numbers and I was like, oh, that's cool, but it could be better. And what I realized was that I wasn't actually that far from a milestone, which I'll share maybe in another episode, but I wasn't that far from a milestone. And I was really excited by the idea of reaching that milestone. And so what I've done this following month is I've been super intentional about my finances because I'm like, well, I'm so close to this milestone, so let's be smarter. Whereas if you don't know your numbers and you aren't really tracking your net worth, then those small little things, they seem meaningless. But when you know, actually, by choosing not to do this, I'm choosing to add to this, and that means that my net worth is going to hit this next milestone within the next month, you're going to start making those better choices, right? But if you feel like, oh my gosh, my goal is all the way over there, oh my gosh, I just realized my phone is literally dictating everything I'm saying. That's crazy. Oh my gosh, I talk a lot. Anyways, if you feel like your goal is so far away, so for example, you know, becoming a millionaire, when you, at the start of my journey, I was literally in debt. Like, I was using Afterpay to fund my life. And becoming a millionaire, that is like so far away. Whereas when you start tracking your finances and, you know, the first time you do it, you might, I don't know, be at negative $10,000. And then the next time you do it, you might be at negative $9,000. The next time, negative $8,000. You're incrementally improving your journey. And what you start seeing is, wow, I only have to do this, you know, like, how many thousands are in a million? Hang on, this is not my forte. 1 million divided by 1,000. So there are 1,000 1,000s in a million. So if you are doing it in $1,000 chunks, for example, you only have to do it 1,000 times in order to hit $1 million, right? And that's actually not that complicated if you think about it. If you think that maybe it's at the start, you're increasing your net worth by $1,000 a month, right? But then as your income grows, you might be able to increase it by $2,000, then $3,000, then $4,000, then $5,000. Then one month you might be able to do 20K because your business had a huge month and you were able to just add 20K to your net worth in literally one month. That's the compounding effect. And when you know your numbers, you're more likely to take things seriously. Whereas when you don't know them, you're avoiding your finances, which means that every decision you make doesn't feel as serious as it actually is. So tracking your net worth is really going to help you to know your numbers, and it's going to help you to make better decisions. So the exercise I got you to do yesterday about the money diary template, that's great because that builds self-awareness on a day-to-day basis. Whereas your net worth tracker, I would recommend doing this once a month. I do mine at the end of every month. And at the end of the month, I know, okay, you know, and the other thing that I like to do is ask myself some questions. Okay, how did I spend my money this month? How can I improve next month? What could I do differently? And especially when you get closer to like new milestones, you're like, oh my gosh, yay, exciting. So what I would do is I would download the net worth tracker, which is down in the show notes below. It's free to download. It's just in a Word document. So if you prefer to use Excel, do it in Excel. I actually use a template that someone else has given me. So I would give that to you guys, but I haven't chatted to him about doing that. So I'm not going to just give away his template. So I've just created a little Word document template so that you guys can do it. To be honest, I'm actually not that good at figuring out how to use, like I know how to use Excel, but I don't really know how to create the templates that people create. I'm actually want to do like a little bit of an Excel course so I can learn how to do that. But for now, I've just created a free like Word document template to help you with your net worth calculation. It's super simple. So for those who don't know, your net worth is basically if you sell everything you own today, how much money would you have left? Now, this is one type of way to calculate it. And the thing about that is it's almost like a vanity metric because, yes, if I sold, for example, if I sold every single thing in my house, yeah, I'd probably have, you know, I'm just thinking about how much I've insured it for. I think I've got contents insurance at like 12.5K, I'm pretty sure. And, you know, if I sold everything in my house, I reckon I would probably have around 12 grand. But the reality is that you're not going to sell everything you own and have nothing, right? Like, you know, my car is worth probably about 5 grand. I'm not going to sell my car and have no car. I'm not going to sell my fridge and have no fridge. So it's almost like that. However, when I'm doing my net worth calculation, I do include those things because on paper they are assets. They're depreciating assets. So for example, your car goes down in value, your fridge goes down in value. However, I just like to include them because why do I like including them? I just like doing it, you know, and it's a personal preference thing. If you don't want to include those things, then don't include them. However, if you want to only include, you know, cash and stocks and KiwiSaver, things like that, then do it that way. It is completely up to you. The other thing for me is that I'm a business owner. So, you know, I have like business assets that aren't cash. So as an example, you know, I've got like a lot of technology and equipment and things like that that I own that aren't cash. But if I decided to shut my business down, I could sell those things and get the money back, right? So it's completely up to you what you decide to do. I personally include everything that I own, and I include, you know, the cash that I have. I include shares, I include KiwiSaver, I include all of my investments, and I have it all in my net worth template. As I said, I use Excel, but I can't give away someone else's template. So I'm going to learn how to do that so that I can make one for you guys. But for now, just use the Word document in the description down below. It's free to use, obviously. And yeah, that is basically today's little episode. I know that it's a short one, but it's not that complicated to calculate your net worth. What I would encourage you to do is just know your numbers, to do this monthly. It does not take that long to do. The first time will probably take you longer than the other times to do, because if you don't know what your assets are, you're going to have to go and look. However, you start creating a little system where it's easy to do. So for example, some people don't even know how much is in their KiwiSaver and they don't even know the login details. Whereas if you do it the first time, you're going to remember your login details for the next time you do it. So that's what I would recommend doing for today. Your net worth tracker. This is day 2 of our money challenge that I'm doing over the next 7 days. So if you're enjoying the challenge, I'd be so grateful if you could share it on your story and just, I don't know, let everyone know that you've finished day 2 of the challenge. Encourage some other people to join the challenge with you. It is literally free. It's 7 days long. It's not that complicated. It's pretty basic, but I think that it's going to really support you in your financial journey. So Thank you for listening to today's episode. I will be back again tomorrow for day 3 of our money challenge for the week. All right, ka kite, bye.